for WMRA News.
I'm Bob Levicky. Democratic Senator Mark Warner changes his position on guns, now calling for restrictions on assault-style weapons and ammunition magazines. The Library of Virginia is way behind in cataloging documents and is failing to answer Freedom of Information requests. And a place-based education advocate visits JMU. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, April 2nd.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Democratic Virginia Senator Mark Warner has changed his stance on guns. He says he now supports restrictions on assault-style weapons and limits on ammunition magazines. The Virginian Pilot reports that Warner, who voted against those restrictions 5 years ago, said the proliferation of mass shootings means Congress should change the law. Warner made the comments after speaking with a women's business group in Norfolk on Friday. He first indicated he was rethinking his stance Sunday during an interview on CBS's Face the Nation. Warner says drafting laws to define what might be considered military-style weaponry will be difficult, but he said that recent mass murders require action in response. Also, the Library of Virginia is years behind in cataloging documents from former governors' administrations and has declined to make records in that trove of information available under public records requests. The backlog came to light when progressive blogger Jonathan Sokolow filed a Freedom of Information Act request seeking details about agreements former Governor Terry McAuliffe's administration reached with developers of two natural gas pipelines. Sokolow told the Richmond Times-Dispatch he was directed to the Library of Virginia, but a library spokesman said McAuliffe administration records were awaiting cataloging and exempt from such records requests. The spokesman said the library is still working on records from Governor Tim Kaine's administration. Kaine left office more than 8 years ago. Sandra Treadway, the state librarian, told the newspaper that the backlog is the result of an increasing avalanche of electronic information and decreasing budgets and staff. Finally, this week, a promoter of place-based education is coming to Harrisonburg to meet with current and future teachers. On Tuesday, he will give a keynote address that is open to the public, as WMRA's Christopher Clymer-Kurtz reports.
Author David Sobel is on the education teaching faculty at Antioch University, New England, in New Hampshire. When he meets with select Rockingham County public school teachers and visits education classes at James Madison University, he'll discuss making education relevant for students.
I encourage school districts to connect their curriculum and students more deeply to their local natural environments and local cultural resources, so historical societies and veterinary clinics and other organizations that have potential to enhance what goes on in schools.
His keynote address, open to the public, will promote the benefits of teaching within a community's context.
Academic achievement should be one of the goals, but developing local disposition to be good citizens, to behave in environmentally responsible ways, and become more socially, emotionally mature should be goals of the school.
Sobel's address Tuesday follows a 6 o'clock place-based education resource fair. He speaks at 7:30 in room 159 of the JMU Integrated Science and Technology Building, and more information is at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.